Measure Up Podcast, Episode 22, Getting KPI Success Sooner. G'day and welcome. I'm Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist of StaceyBarr.com and your host for the Measure Up podcast. My passion is making it easy and fun for you to meaningfully measure the performance of your organization or business so it can be truly excellent at what it exists to do. In this episode of the Measure Up podcast about getting KPI success sooner, our feature article is How to Get a KPI Quick Win Quickly. We'll also help Measure Up subscriber Raphael answer his question about which sources have the best KPIs. And we'll wrap up with a quick tip, which is to use the KPIs you have before you look for more. You've probably heard me share this mantra before: success loves speed. I can't remember where I first heard it, but I love it. And I love it because I'm not particularly good at it, or at least I never used to be particularly good at it. My personality is one that really takes to planning and organizing. I don't like to just jump on in and do things without planning out a bit first. I always plan dinner in my head before I go into the kitchen to start cooking. I always have a plan for my run before I even put on my running shoes. And I always have goals for the day before I've eaten breakfast, and often before I've even gone to bed the night before. And that's even on weekends, yes. I'm not OCD or anything. I just hate wasting time and energy. And as my years pass by, I'm getting more and more passionate about wanting to live each day to the fullest. Strangely, I find that when I spend a little time planning what I want, I actually can be so much more deeply immersed in the moment for the rest of the time. So for me, it's a good thing. But there was a time when it wasn't such a good thing and I would plan too much and to the expense of execution. I'd wait until my project plans were close to what seemed like perfection and I'd never really execute those plans soon enough. There's a guy in the US who goes by the handle of Trail Slammer for his 100-mile ultra-running podcast that I listen to and I love. And in his most recent episode, he talks about how all plans are subject to reality. When you run 100-mile events, you can never know exactly how it will go, and therefore you can never know if you have the perfect plan until you're out there running. This idea that all plans are subject to reality, to me, goes hand in hand with that mantra of success loves speed. The idea is that we have to learn by doing, and the faster we learn, the faster we reach success. It doesn't matter whether it's ultra running or performance measurement or training a puppy. The more experiments we run to find out what works and what doesn't, the quicker we can lock in the things that work and find something else to try for the things that don't work. It's not about being entirely ad hoc either. I reckon we do need to plan, but not to the nth degree. So for me and my business, I'm focusing on just one of my strategic projects each month or two and implementing that project with a plan that consists of little more than how the project impacts one of my business goals, how I'll measure the success of the project, and about 5 to 7 major steps in executing it. And then I just get started and fine-tune as I go, and as Trail Slammer would say, subject to reality. Sharp focus, fast action. I think that's just so energizing. And if you haven't guessed it already, that's very much the theme behind this episode's feature article topic: how to get a KPI quick win quickly. You can get the written copy of the podcast's feature article in this episode's corresponding issue of the Measure Up email newsletter. The newsletter gives you additional resources to meaningfully measure what matters, and you can subscribe for free at measureupblog.com. Paul is a senior executive in a large private sector company that has some KPIs, but they're not great KPIs. If you're anything like Paul, you're searching for quick ways to ramp up the value of and also the engagement in performance measurement in your organization. Go for the KPI quick win. One of the best ways to start changing people's ideas about the value of performance measurements is to give them examples or experiences of exactly how it has transformed performance, and the KPI quick win is how to do that. Essential steps in getting your KPI quick win. If you go about setting up a KPI using the same old approach you've used for all your existing KPIs, the ones that no one uses or sees value in, then you'll just create more of the same. You need to take a fresh approach, an approach that avoids the mistakes our old approaches are based on. Step one, choose a goal you really want or need to achieve. Step two, make your goal measurable by teasing out the performance results it implies. Step three, use sensory-rich language to describe your result. Step four, choose potential measures that give evidence of your result. Step five, evaluate your potential measures and select the most meaningful one. Step six, name and describe your selected measure. Step seven, define exactly how to calculate your measure's values. Step eight, get the data and make it ready for analysis. Step nine, calculate your measure's values. Step 10, choose the presentation method that best highlights your measure's message. Step 11, interpret what your measure is saying and understand why it's saying that. Step 12, make a decision and take action to move closer to your goal. And a bonus step, shout it from the rooftops. Share your KPI quick win with anyone who'll listen. Following these steps will be a lot easier, a lot quicker, and a lot more successful if you follow a technique like getting started with performance measures. It details exactly what to do in each of the 12 steps above. You can find out more about this how-to kit at gettingstartedwithperformancemeasures.com. After you get your KPI quick win, don't rush to overhaul your organization's entire performance measurement system just on the success from a single quick win. Many people will need more convincing, they'll need to see how it might work for their functional area, and they'll need to learn and understand the techniques of good performance measurement to build their confidence and conviction. So right after your first KPI quick win, see if you can get enough people interested to participate in another quick win and run two or three of them in parallel. Then the confidence and conviction grow organically. And when you have a critical mass, you're ready to develop a comprehensive organization-wide performance measurement system. That's what a methodology like PUMP will help you do. Now, if you want to take action on these ideas, here's my suggestion. The best action I can suggest to get your KPI quick win is to get a copy of the Getting Started with Performance Measures How-To Kit and get started today. In a week or two, you'll have your quick win. And you can find out more about this how-to kit at gettingstartedwithperformancemeasures.com. Now, the question that I have for this episode's Q&A segment comes from MeasureUp subscriber Rafael. Rafael says, "Hi, I'm from Brazil, working with security information in a bank. I'm trying to use KPIs from different sources, but the result always doesn't make much sense. What hint do you suggest? Thanks, Rafael." Rafael, if I've understood your question correctly, it sounds like you've been scouting around trying to find KPIs that would be relevant for measuring information security or maybe information management. If that's the case, it's likely you've been looking in performance measure or KPI databases that might be available on the internet. You may have been looking at other banks to see what KPIs they've been using, or maybe even just Googling keywords like information security KPIs. Now, lots of people take this approach to finding KPIs or performance measures, and they more often than not end up saying exactly what you're saying. The end result, the final collection of KPIs, just don't seem to fit or make a lot of sense for them. There are a few reasons why this approach to finding KPIs doesn't really work all that well. On the face of it, and it's probably one reason why people take them, these approaches look like they're quick ways to get great KPIs. Say that fast three times. Get great KPIs. But the truth is, it takes much longer because the search itself is never as quick as you think it'll be. when you go looking at other people's KPIs, you never quite get enough detail about them to know how they're calculated. For example, one KPI I found quite quickly for information security was ratio of cost of materialized IS incidents to average cost of prevented IS incidents. That's all the information they made available. So you'd have to make a lot of assumptions about how to calculate this ratio. I wonder if we'd all share the same definition, for example, of what materialized meant. Another example I quickly found with a Google search was percentage effectiveness of remediation plans and controls for identified IT vulnerabilities. Well, what exactly does percentage effectiveness mean? How is effectiveness expressed as a percentage? And what exactly is the right way to quantify effectiveness? That's another major problem with those typical approaches to sourcing KPIs. They might look like KPIs at first, but then when you try to imagine quantifying them, you have no idea whatsoever where to start because they actually aren't measures at all. They're just concepts. Another problem with using the seemingly easy ways of finding KPIs is that you end up with a plethora of options and no rationale for choosing which ones are best. In a KPI database, I quickly found 27 KPIs that relate to information security alone. No one should be tracking that many KPIs. You just can't focus on and you just can't digest all that information. So it begs the question, how do you decide which KPIs are best for you? And finally, particularly if you know what your information security goals or priorities are, you may not even find any KPIs that suit you. All in all, taking these shortcuts to finding KPIs actually makes the performance measurement process take much longer than it should. You have to do a lot of rework when you start using KPIs that just don't fit your goals or priorities. I firmly believe that every organization, every business, even every department has a very unique combination of processes, priorities, strengths and weaknesses, and that your KPIs need to be designed or chosen to help you monitor what matters most uniquely to you. So what's the bottom line? It's to start the measurement process not with a search for KPIs, but instead with a clear statement of the priority results derived from your goals or strategy that you should, can, and will do something about. And that means you need to first know the results that you either want to improve or need to monitor because they're of such high priority to your success. Those results are what you find measures for, and those measures essentially are evidence of how well you're achieving those results. Now, as I mentioned in this episode's article, a great approach for guiding you to better KPIs much more quickly is at gettingstartedwithperformancemeasures.com. Now, if you have a question you'd like me to answer for you on this podcast, email me at measureup@stacybarr.com. Now, all this talk about finding new KPIs should actually come with a caveat. The caveat is the topic of this episode's quick tip, and it's simply this. Use the KPIs you have before you look for more. What I mean by use is to interpret those KPIs, to look for signals that tell you something real about what performance is actually doing compared to what you want it to do. Maybe following that up with some cause analysis to find out what's at the root of the signal, and then deciding what kind of action to take to close the gap between actual performance and targeted performance. Here's a quick example. Lots of us measure customer satisfaction, and I'm certainly no exception to that. But I am an exception in the sense that I only ask 4 questions on my Performance Measure Blueprint Workshop customer satisfaction surveys. I covered these questions in episode 2 of the Measure Up podcast, so I'm not going to repeat the questions here, but the first question is simply asking about overall value of the workshop. For years, this measure was consistently averaging around 8.6 out of 10. I tried a few changes here and there over that time, trying to lift that average, and eventually I struck on an improvement to the workshop that did lift the average. It was changing the way I ran the second last session. It's a point when everyone is almost saturated with new knowledge and are feeling a little bit tired after 2 days of focus. So I made that session more practical and now teach a new technique that is still challenging, but it's incredibly insightful. And it's something very different to what people have ever learned before. Since I started running that second last session in this way, and I didn't change anything else about the workshop, I should say that, you know, when you make a single change, it's much easier to track the effect of it than if you've got multiple changes going on simultaneously. But after I made that single change, the average overall value rating immediately jumped and has stayed ever since then at 9.1 out of 10. So this one change moved the average overall value from 8.6 out of 10 to 9.1 out of 10. And that's the power of using your KPIs. You get better at what you exist to do. You get that success sooner. You know, it's not just about having good KPIs, it's about using them. Of course, this does assume you already do have at least one existing KPI that's relevant and important for your business or organizational goals. If you don't have that, then there's little point in using a useless KPI. So go back and take the advice in this episode's article. Well, that's it. We're at the end of yet another episode. Thanks again for joining me. I really appreciate the time you spend to listen in. You can download these podcasts, also read and comment on the feature articles at measureupblog.com. You can also subscribe to this podcast at iTunes, which makes it very convenient to download them. Just search for Measure Up. And please, please, please write a review while you're there. Until next time, this is Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist, signing off. Keep measuring what matters and engaging everyone you can to do the same.